It is Wednesday, the 15th of May, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a significant expansion of its advisory services, national business advisory firm FRP has taken over the reins of Southampton's Hilton Baird Group, specialists in commercial finance and risk management. With this acquisition, FRP is shelling out a hefty sum of £7 million, plus additional monies for net assets worth an estimated £1.4 million. The deal also includes a performance-based earn-out over 3 years, highlighting FRP's commitment to integrating Hilton Baird's expertise in finance brokerage and credit insurance into their broadening portfolio. This strategic move by FRP stands to redefine their position in the business advisory landscape. In an eye-opening study by Isio and YouGov, it was revealed that employers in the private sector might be pouring as much as £15 billion annually into employee benefits that fail to strike a chord with their workforce. Surveying over 7,000 private sector workers, the research highlights a significant link between tailored benefit offerings and staff retention, suggesting that a misalignment in this area could be a costly misstep for businesses. This discovery underscores the importance of companies understanding and aligning their benefit schemes with the actual needs and preferences of their employees to foster loyalty and reduce unnecessary expenditure. Employers are now prompted to reevaluate their benefit strategy to ensure their investment is not only appreciated by employees, but is also an effective tool for maintaining a committed workforce. In a significant defence upgrade, the British Army has struck a deal with a Tewkesbury-based defence firm to supply 50 cutting-edge T-4 bomb disposal robots. These robots are set to bolster the capabilities of bomb disposal teams, which respond to thousands of incidents annually across the nation. With an emphasis on soldier and public safety, the T-4 units are designed to handle explosive ordnance and hazardous materials, thereby minimizing the risks faced by human operatives in potentially lethal scenarios. This technological advancement marks a pivotal step in modernizing the Army's approach to ordnance disposal. That's it from me, Malcolm, and for your midweek update, stay in the know by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. We are back tomorrow. Goodbye.